Hello, Shetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, five Cameroonian athletes have intensified training in Yaoundé ahead of this year's Paralympic Games in Paris, France, from August 28. Day 3 of the National Interpol takes place this Wednesday, with Group A leaders Mintak FC locking horns with Option Sports and Group B front runners Atlantic Sports Academy set to go face-to-face with Boya United. And out of the country, the journey towards securing a place in the CAF Women's Champions League is in full swing, with clubs across the six zonal unions all vying for a place in the fourth edition of the competition. The Paris Olympic Games entered day 12 this Wednesday with 21 gold medals up for grabs. Among the gold medal events in athletics are the men's 400-meter final and the women's pole vault. There will also be finals in men's track cycling and women's speed climbing. Meanwhile, the United States is still topping the medal charts with 86 medals, including 24 golds. For more updates, let's connect with Baldwin Summer in Paris. Hello, Baldwin. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcel. Welcome to Paris in France this Wednesday. We all know that the competition is over for Team Cameroon, but the Olympic Games continue with the United States of America that continues to call the shots on the medal ranking with 86 medals secured so far. As of last night, the U.S. were banking on 24 gold medals, 31 silver, 31 bronze, closely followed by China on 22 gold medals, 21 silver, 16 bronze for a total of 59 medals, with Australia calling the shots on the third position with 14 gold medals, 12 silver, 9 bronze for a total of 35 medals. Fourth host country, France, with a total of 48 medals, 13 of them in gold, 16 silver and 19 bronze medals. We have Germany on position number 10 with 17 medals, 8 of them in gold, 5 silver and 5 bronze. Meanwhile, Canada on position number 11 with 18 medals, 8 bronze, 4 silver, 6 gold medals. You get to notice, Marcel, that among the first 13 countries on the general ranking, there is no African country for now. Among these African countries not concerned with good performances is still Cameroon, with the six athletes who we already know bowed out of the competition, with the last athlete who competed on Monday. For now, some of the athletes are still in the games village. I'm talking about athletes of Team Cameroon, but for several handful who left already, and we understand that Manuel Angelo and Giorgio Amani, the two swimmers alongside Richard Sopimbela, are still in the games village waiting for the official closing ceremony. This Sunday, we spotted Emmanuel Esemalobode yesterday equally in the games village. He's still around. And some of these athletes spent time discussing with other athletes of different delegations in the games village, sharing experiences. And some of them equally go to the different competition sites to get to watch the different competitions while waiting for the closing ceremony of the games this Sunday. Yesterday, we had a Minister of Sports and Physical Education who had to reassure the public as to the key role played by the government of Cameroon in helping to facilitate pre-Olympic training sessions for some of these athletes, especially Emmanuel Esseme Alobode. He had to carry out an evaluation of Team Cameroon's performance at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games, and one may just be the perspectives as to how to do better in Los Angeles in 2028. So for now, Marcel, there is a convivial ambience that prevails in Team Cameroon's den in the Games Village here in Paris while waiting for the closing ceremony this Sunday. Back to you.
Thank you, Baldwin. As far as Africa is concerned, Kenya and South Africa both occupy the 31st spot on the medal chart with one gold, one silver and two bronze medals each. They are followed in 33rd place by Uganda, which has so far secured one gold and one silver medal. The African podium is completed by Algeria in 42nd position with one gold medal. The five athletes who will represent Cameroon at the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris, France, have intensified training in Yaoundé ahead of the event. Team Cameroon will compete in three disciplines at the Games, which kicks off on August 28. Details with Harrison Ashu. Tiku.
5 days to the end of the first phase of their training in Yaoundé, before traveling to France for acclimatization on the 12th of August, the Cameroon Paralympic team is poised for an honorable participation in the upcoming Paralympic Games in Paris. African champion in the K-44 category, Dasi Marie Antoinette, and two other experienced teammates, Menge Tama Giselle and Chemongne Tukam Guilin, are leaving no stone unturned to ensure that they put up a good fight in taekwondo. Chemongne Tukam Guilin says serenity is in the calm. 2024 Commonwealth Games silver medalist in discus throw Alet Mawe Fokau is also fine-tuning her skills ahead of the Paris event. She is confident of the training process in Yaoundé. If Noor Batifi Lumu is the only male athlete of Team Cameroon and will compete in high jump, the 21-year-old who took part in the T63 category at the World Paralympic Championships in Japan is also another medal hopeful. The 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris will take place from the 28th of August to the 8th of September 2024.
In football, the three matches of the National Interpols will be played this Wednesday at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and the FECA Food Technical Center in Oja. In the meantime, Intac FC of the Upper Sanaga and Atlantic Sports Academy of Cribia leading groups A and B respectively following the two matches played over the weekend. In the following report, Ben Collins Nye Beruwa looks at the stakes of today's matches.
A match of extremes in Group B would pit Mintak Football Club from the Upper Sanaga in the Central Region against Options Sports Academy of Bamenda. In their last two outings, the Northwest Regional Representatives at the National Interpols managed just a draw, while the flag bearers of the Central Region that are topping on the standings won their lone game so far. While Mintak Football Club would be fighting to consolidate their lead, Union Sportive of Abombang, who are second with 3 points also, will be aiming for a win against Botafogo from Douala to continue looking for a spot in the semis. After a failed attempt last year, the representatives of the East Region are back with a lot of ambitions. With 6 points at the top of Group B, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi will need a win against struggling Buya United to qualify for the semifinals. Volcan of the Known as second in the group with 3 points they won from their lone match at the ongoing tournament. In their second consecutive participation, the team from the West Region will definitely have a hard nut to crack in Krimi of Garwa, who are third with 3 points after two matches. The last teams on the standings in the two groups, Sporting of Marwa and Girondin Football Club of Ngaoundéré, will be on standby.
Thank you, Ben Collins Nye Beruwa. Out of the country, the journey towards securing a place in CAF's flagship women's club competition, the CAF Women's Champions League, is in full swing, with clubs across the six zonal unions all vying for a place in the fourth edition of the competition. West Africa's elite women's football clubs like Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa, AS FAR of Morocco and AS Mandé of Mali, the fourth edition promises to be another exciting chapter in the women's game in Africa. Details with student journalist on internship, Pewe Joe.
Ahead of the finals set to take place later this year, qualifiers of the tournament across all CAF's zonal unions will be taking place in the next few weeks to declare the zonal champion, who will attempt to wrestle the title out of South African giant Mamelodi Sundowns Women, who lifted the title in 2021 and 2023. The action has officially kick-started in the WAFU A zone with the host, the Mokbemo Queens of Sierra Leone, having the tough assignment of overcoming strong title contenders AS Mandé of Mali, who featured in the 2021 and 2023 editions. The WAFU B zone begins this Saturday in Côte d'Ivoire, and Inter Abidjan will be hoping to qualify for their second appearance this season. The COSAFA zone, to be hosted by Malawi from August 15 to August 24, groups teams from the South African bloc, Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa, and last year's runner-up, the Green Buffaloes of Zambia, will battle it out with four other contenders. Tupisa Mazembe play host to the UNIFAC qualifiers that involve three strong participants, Leke Football Fee of Cameroon, Atletico Feminino of Equatorial Guinea, and CSM Diable Noir of Congo. Cameroon's 2024 champions, Leke Football Fee, will be hoping to qualify and possibly lift the trophy to end the long period of drought for Cameroonian clubs at international level. The finals of this year's CAF Women's Champions League will be played in November.
Pewejo drawing the curtains on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Nfochie. Back to you, Sheta.